This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India and Singapore have exchanged 4 memorandums of understanding for cooperation in the fields of health and medicine, education and skill development, digital technologies and the India-Singapore Semiconductor Ecosystem Partnership. The two countries also agreed to elevate their ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership, which would give a major boost to India's Act East policy. This was decided after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Singaporean counterpart, Lawrence Wong, yesterday. During the talks in Singapore, both leaders reviewed the progress of bilateral relations. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that Singapore, with an investment of around $160 billion in the Indian economy, is a leading economic partner for India. In his remarks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Singapore is not only a partner country but also an inspiration for every developing nation. Later, Prime Minister Modi and his Singaporean counterpart also visited AEM Holdings Limited, a leading Singaporean company in the semiconductor and electronics sector. Mr. Modi invited Singaporean semiconductor companies to participate in the Semicon India exhibition to be held in Greater Noida this month. Prime Minister Modi also met President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in New Delhi after his successful visit to Brunei and Singapore. BJP President and Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare, J.P. Nadda, will begin a 2-day tour of Bihar starting from today. He will hold meetings with the BJP leaders and party workers in Patna in preparation for the upcoming 2025 Bihar Assembly polls. Following his arrival, he will head to the government guest house before meeting with Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar at his residence. Later in the day, as part of his official engagements, Nadda will visit the Indira Gandhi Institute of Medical Sciences to inaugurate a new facility. His 2-day tour will include several key events focused on healthcare infrastructure and party strategy. Mr. Nadda will travel to Bhagalpur to inaugurate a hostel at Jawaharlal Nehru Medical College and Hospital. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC India, in collaboration with the Sankala Foundation, will be organizing a national conference on universal access to healthcare digital solutions in New Delhi today. The conference is supported by the Niti Aayog and the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. The primary aim of the event is to bring together practitioners, government officials, leading experts, innovators and policy makers in the field of healthcare and digital healthcare technology for universal access to affordable and quality healthcare services, especially for people living in rural, remote and hilly areas. The conference will have 3 technical sessions: the models of change in healthcare, the future frontiers in digital health, and technology-enabled universal health coverage. Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region, Donor and Communication Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya arrived in Gangtok, Sikkim for a 2-day visit. He was welcomed by the Chief Secretary and other officials. Today, he will meet with the Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang at Samman Bhavan, Gangtok, to discuss key development issues and initiatives for the state. The visit highlights the Union Government's commitment to improving infrastructure and fostering regional development in the northeastern states, particularly Sikkim. The National Medical Commission has withdrawn the Competency-Based Medical Education CBME Curriculum Guidelines 2024. The Commission had published the CBME guidelines on 31st of last month. In its notice, National Medical Commission said that the circular issuing guidelines on the CBME curriculum 2024 stands withdrawn and cancelled with immediate effect. It said the guidelines will be revised and uploaded in due course. In badminton, Paris 2024 Olympian Tanisha Krastu and her partner Dhruv Kapila defeated Taipei's Shang Ko-Chi and Lin Yen-Yu in the round of 16 of the Taipei Open 2024 badminton mixed doubles event in Taipei yesterday. The Indian pair won 21-13, 22-20 against China's Taipei duo at the BWF Super 300 tournament. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.